The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, has promised to clear all arrears owed local road contractors within 6 months into his government. He said arrears owed local contractors are disincentive and will shrink their business. Nana Addo was speaking when he held a separate meeting. He held separate meetings with the Trades Union Congress and the Association of Road Contractors. He said in order to build the capacity of local contractors, his government will pass a law that will make sure that all contracts are awarded to foreign companies have 20% subcontracted to local ones. Brighton Trauma reports.
Nana Addo's campaign trail first stopped at the TUC, where he held meeting with leaders of the various unions. Nana Addo, who was accompanied by former Trade Minister Alain Tremantin, Policy Advisor Boache Jakun, former Finance Minister Dr. Anthony Osei Akoto, and host of others, answered questions bordering the TUC. Nana Addo promised the worker unions a friendly policy if voted into power. He said the party will abolish taxes on raw materials and make Ghana's economy one of production instead of an export-oriented one.
We want us to turn Ghana into a country where we produce things, first of all for ourselves and then for others. Secretary General talks about free trade being a bane for us because it has led to the loss of jobs over, for instance, Chinese imports. But if we are making those things there, those same things here competitive, we don't get ourselves into that situation. So that has to be our focus, to make our economy an economy based on producing and manufacturing.
The Secretary General of TUC, Dr. Yaba, described Ghana's economy as abnormal. He said inflation, unemployment, and interest rates are too high, which is killing Ghanaian businesses.
Inflation remains very high. Exchange rate is abnormally high, probably the highest in the world. And that also doesn't help our employers who want to borrow money from the banks. If you have a situation where only the banks are making profits in your country, it's not normal. Our budget deficit is going down, but it is still high. We have huge trade deficit. We have weaknesses in our trade policies, investment policies, procurement policies, macroeconomic policies. All these weaknesses need very urgent attention. For example, about 80% of all new foreign investments that come to Ghana are located in Accra, Kumasi, and Takoradi. And this is not normal.
Nana Addo then visited Association of Road Contractors. He said he is committed to building the capacity of local road contractors. He explained that all contracts that are funded by the government of Ghana vote will be solely reserved for local contractors. He said if contracts cannot be executed by the local contractors, his government will pass a legislation that will call for a joint venture between foreign and local contractors. Nana Addo said reconstruction of the railway sector is dear to his heart and will make it functional by his government.
All these arrears of money that are owed to you by government. You don't have those monies. You're not in a position to grow your businesses. On the contrary, your businesses shrink. So a commitment is being made by the NPP that in the first 100 days, a majority of that arrears are going to be paid, and that within 6 months of taking office, we will have settled all of it. We want to be able to put money in Ghanaian companies to be able to give them the capacity to grow and get better and stronger. We want to bring in legislation that is going to say that 20% of all contracts awarded to foreign contractors have to be subcontracted to local contractors. We are very serious about wanting to build Ghanaian capacity. We cannot stand on our own feet in basic matters, then we are the playthings and pawns of outsiders of one sort or the other. For myself, I find that an unacceptable situation.
Second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Joe Gatti, spoke about MPP plans on infrastructure and said the next government will ensure prompt payment of contractors for work done. Bright Intrama, reporting for Radio Ghana.